Finally, the UN Security Council has blacklisted Nigeria's Boko Haram as an al-Qaeda-linked terrorist organization. The Takfiri militants are holding hundreds of schoolgirls captive. The decision by the Security Council slaps Boko Haram with an arms embargo and asset freeze. But experts say the move may not have any impact in practice. This as Nigerians are demanding the government to do more to free that more than 200 schoolgirls kidnapped by the group. In Abuja, demonstrators marched to President Goodluck Jonathan's residence. They criticized the president's insensitivity and his refusal to meet them. Many schools across the country also closed to condemn Boko Haram's crimes. Nigerian protesters are angered at the government's failure to rescue the kidnapped children.
The Boko Haram militants came into the global spotlight after the recent kidnapping of hundreds of schoolgirls. And a social media campaign with the hashtag #BringBackOurGirls has caught the attention of millions worldwide. Immediately, the world, including Britain, France, and the United States, criticized the militants fighting in Nigeria. Paradoxically, the insurgents operating in Syria and Nigeria are almost identical. But the militants fighting in Syria enjoy Western support, while those in Nigeria are condemned.
The American administration policy now considers Boko Haram in Nigeria, I mean the kidnapping of the 200 girls, innocent girls, as a terrorist group, while they are helping the same people in Syria, and they call them armed moderate opposition. The same terrorists in Syria kidnap girls and rape women, and they do exactly the same thing, and they abduct innocent people. So how come in Nigeria they are called terrorists and in Syria they are called moderate opposition?
Meanwhile, Iran says 90% of the Boko Haram militants are not Muslim. While the leaders of the group are extremist Muslims, the rank and file of the militant group is comprised of Christians, followers of ethnic religions, and atheists. And as fast as the news spread about the violence in Nigeria, it seems it is now fading away at the same speed, and the world is beginning to forget about the kidnapped girls and the violence in the country. In addition, a political analyst told Press TV that negotiations may be underway with the terrorist group.
But I know they get arms. They get arms for the Maghreb Al Qaeda, and certainly they had arms, from Libya when Gaddafi was toppled.
With the support of the West, the Takfiri militants continue to rape, kill, and destroy in Syria, while the Takfiri militants in Nigeria seem to be conducting barbarous acts with impunity, even though they are not officially receiving support from the rest of the world.